and true, you can't go wrong with that. Not if you're gonna save some couple dollars.
Right. Right.
So I'm gonna look at that. Oh, the other thing I was gonna ask you, do you you ever look into dummy batteries?
No.
For the cameras?
No.
So it's one thing I learned. They saying they use these things called dummy batteries, where basically you put the battery inside the camera, but the battery is connected to power supply, so you don't gotta worry about swapping out batteries. Because another issue people come to come across when doing podcasts and doing the video is the battery dying, or what the camera record limit is. So the two things is figuring out what the camera record limits are, and then the other one is,
what's the options of connection?
What you mean is, like, far as what, how kind the dummy battery
works? What kind of camera can you use?
A DSLR.
Okay.
Everybody be using DSLRs, simple point and shoots, and they just use the video mode from the cameras.
Okay.
They don't even be getting camcorders. With that, that actually has surprised me. That has surprised me. I thought that they would. So what's, there's no point of camcorders no more? In my head, that's how I would look at it. Like, what's the point of a camcorder? Unless you like trying to do a real, real video shoot, I guess.
Right.
But if you stationary, for the most part, you could just, all right, I guess that do make sense. But yeah, everybody's saying they're using DSLRs. They get the dummy battery, so they don't got to worry about power. Mm-hmm. And like I said, some of the joints about the record limit, that'd be the only thing that, you know, depend upon the camera. A lot of these people talking about Sonys. What's the big deal about the Sonys?
What about them?
Are they good? Why everybody
saying Sonys? Supposed to be pretty good.
Okay, I'm about to say, because everybody's saying they're using Sonys.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty good.
Okay. But other than that, like I said, the dummy barrier, that's definitely something I want to look into. Is they saying, you know, just, you don't want to have to stop in the middle of your podcast because a camera died.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But other than that, like I said, a couple of other things, but nothing really too major. Nothing really too major. Right now, the main thing going to be getting that video switcher so we can get the whole setup set up, mm-hmm, and then start testing.
That's right. That's right.
That's what the main thing is. So
okay.
At least we got the Rodecaster out. We got that joint set up. And mm-hmm, you know what I mean? For the most part, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, because the thing is, at the end of the day, they don't really have to be hooked up. Them joints can be ran standalone. And it's like,
what can be ran standalone?
The video switcher and the
oh yeah, right, right.
In the whatchamacallit. I mean, like, I was trying to run the audio through it because that just seemed like it would save some time. Because in Final Cut Pro, what do? You just import the audio from the okay, so you got the video from the camera. And then you got to import the audio from the machine.
Yeah.
And then you got to sync it up. Everybody be talking about the syncing up being an issue.
Yeah.
But everybody said the trick, they said the trick is you do a clap. You do a clap so you got a spike and you line the spike up. I don't see that being too hard.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
If you had to know some of the tricks of the trade, that would be better.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I said tomorrow I'm going to talk to him about some of the stuff I learned today and see what his thoughts is on that, and then that way I can kind of narrow down my search.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I'm feeling pretty good about it as far as what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, and what I know already. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think that joint gonna be a good joint.
Cause everything sound pretty good right now.
Huh?
Cause everything sound pretty good right now, right?
Yeah, no, everything sound good right now with the audio for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I know we're gonna have the audio covered because that's what I do. I do audio.
It's still a lot of ins and outs. I'm gonna check this board now to see how the playback is, because I had an issue with playback the other day.
Okay.
So I gotta find out. You know, then I gotta find out. I'm gonna call him and see, can you record an MP3?
Okay, because what is it recording in Wave?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to record an MP3.
Why?
That's not as good audio quality. The WAV audio format is the best audio format there is.
I know.
That's why the file size is always so big. Because it's not getting compressed. So right. You don't want that junk recording MP3.
Okay.
See, I told you being audio, I don't call myself an audio engineer, but I know some audio stuff.
Okay.
I know some audio stuff. I tell you that much. That's why I was never worried about that part.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I done been around a few audio interfaces, laptops, and different DAWs and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? I work in FL and stuff like that, but I done seen Pro Tools. I done seen Ableton. You know, I done seen the different DAWs. And like I said, even on the phone earlier, know the different techniques as far as when you're doing mixing and mastering. And, you know, I know a little something.
Okay.
You feel me?
Well, we're going to see. Well, we're going to see.